Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
88-84. Butler now with 16 on 6 shots.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Tim Roy and Tom Tolbert on the call. And the Warriors win 109-106.
Yeah.
And we were talking a little bit about the last play where Butler makes the two free throws with 4 seconds to go. I was a little surprised the Warriors didn't foul there in the backcourt. But I think what happened was Van Vliet kind of got ahead of steam. And I forget who the first guy was that he beat. Looney was the second guy he beat.
Loon.
It might have been Healed. But I think they were scared that if they went to wrap him up, he would have started a shooting motion, and the last thing you want to do is give him three there. So, I mean, once you don't foul him right away, now it's down to 3-2. Now we're getting into dicey territory where you don't want to foul a shooter. It ended up working out. And heck, you know what? For all I know, maybe the Warriors purposely didn't foul because they wanted to stay away from
Make the first and miss the second,
and the Rockets are a great offensive rebounding team. In any event, it all worked out, Gil.
Yeah, I got to ask you a question. I don't want to interview you because I know where you can go with this answer because I heard it a million times, but you talk about this game in its totality. Steiny, there's 30 seconds left. It's 107-106, Warriors nursing a one-point lead. And I'm sitting there just in the building watching Jimmy Butler miss the 14-footer. They get the offensive board. Then Curry misses his shot. They secure the rebound. Houston calls timeout. Just walk us through the Steiny computer. Like, I'm like, two misses by your two closers. It happens. But now you got to win it on the defensive end. I didn't know what was coming in regard to Udoka calling the play, but during that timeout, what were you thinking?
This is a good game.
But in regard
this is a good game.
Where would you go? What would you dial up if you're Houston? Because Jalen Green got benched.
I mean, maybe I'm
I couldn't believe it.
I'm taking a little of the onus off Udoka. But what do you got to run? What do you got to run? An 18-footer for Thompson?
He looked Green's like Tracy McGrady at times. I'm just saying, you could have gave him the ball and let him cook. I'm just saying.
Yeah, and the other thing about
Monday morning quarterback on a Wednesday.
I mean, look, Van Vliet, he was hot, but you know what?
Tuesday.
Most of his threes were kind of in transition where they pull up.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a different shot in a half court. I didn't think it was a terrible shot by Şengün. It was a step or two further than he wanted to shoot it,
and that's
where you got to give Draymond Green credit.
Yeah,
and it was close. I mean, he didn't miss it by a ton. And then Jimmy Butler gets the biggest rebound of the game.
Night.
And it's ball game.
Yeah.
Let's go to Mike in Santa Clara. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Good morning, guys. How are you doing today after that great win?
Doing well.
Good. Hey, just a couple of things. You know, that was like one of the most entertaining games I've seen in a while. My takeaway from that was You know, I do feel like, and I don't like being that guy, but I'm going to be, is that we did get lucky with that win at the same time. The one takeaway I got from that was just look at the free throws that the Houston Rockets missed, 19 of 31. Just think if they actually even hit most of those and maybe only missed like two or three. It's a completely different story at that point. So we have to take it. I take it with a little bit of grain of salt because it was a great game. The defense, you know, was there on both sides, the scoring, the attitude, everything. You know, it's just one of those games where, you know, we can't take our foot off the pedal right now. And you know what? One more game because, you know, if you guys remember, San Jose Sharks, Los Angeles Kings, they were up 3-1 and they gave it up. So let's just keep the foot on the pedal and just get that last win to make it on to the next round, guys. Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate it, Mike. I think the Warriors were fortunate last night to win that game. But I feel like the reason they were fortunate is because they're a veteran team and the Rockets are an inexperienced team. And that's the kind of game last night. If you're playing against the Warriors and you want to beat them, you cannot give up a game. And I don't think they had the game in hand. Certainly not. But they had an opportunity to win that game. They missed free throws. They missed a potential game winner. They turned the ball over with a minute and a half. And I just don't, you know, they fouled Jimmy Butler. All those things. That's kind of what a young team making their first playoff appearance is gonna do.
Yeah, and I'm not going to lie, Stani, I was a little nervous at half because I felt like, you know, Dylan Brooks was getting the most to Draymond in regard to the mental game and almost, you know, playing on the edge. But the bottom line is we talk about free throw or the lack of free throw shooting from the Rockets. Get this, game one, the Rockets, 11-20. From the free throw line, they lose. Game two, they win. Guess what, Stani? 16-20, a little better. Game three, they lose. 11-28. Now, you know math. That's 17 freebies you left.
They were 11-28 from the line?
Yeah. And then game four yesterday, 11-23, 58%.
Wait, from three?
No, from the free throw line.
I think yesterday they were 19-31, I thought. You might be looking at the 3-point, but they haven't made free throws.
Yeah.
They haven't made free throws. And again, like this is where, yeah, the Warriors are up 3-1. They're in control of the series, but they haven't dominated the series by any stretch of the imagination, but they're up 3-1, and that's all that matters.
Yeah, you're right. Game three, 14-24.
Yeah, from it still stinks.
Yeah.
I mean, it still stinks.
Again,
the Rockets did not deserve to win that game. The way they played, the way they shot free throws, and some of their really poor decision-making in the last 2 minutes, not the least of which is Dylan Brooks fouling Jimmy Butler with the shot clock at two. You know, the other thing, when I'm watching the Warriors, I feel like in order to beat them, you've got to be smart. And you got to be smart for 48 minutes. When was the play where Rockets played great defense,
right?
Ball goes out of bounds with 2 seconds left on the shot clock, and they inbound to Curry.
What are you jumping for, dude? Put your hands up. Keep them up. He makes it.
And those are the kind of plays that they get you beat.
But I'll tell you this, from a Warrior fan standpoint, Stani, and everybody listening to us, all the wins matter, right? First 1-4. But yesterday, just it meant more to me because it was a different script. And Steph didn't have a bad game. Just for his standards, they were playing hellified defense. But for him only to go for 17 and him get help from Butler and everybody else, that lets me know the Warriors are not just a one-trick pony. It's not Steph or bust. And, you know, I guess we've kind of seen that in the regular season. But that's what made yesterday to me more special was the fact that Steph could, you know, be okay and then others can have his back.
Well, I thought they did a great job against Curry last night.
They made
it
hard, man.
And, you know, one of the things I noticed was at halftime of the game, Warriors are down 7, and they had taken 42 field goal attempts, and only 9 were from Butler and Curry.
Damn.
So the Rockets did a great job a great job of taking the ball out of those two guys' hands in the first half. And I think they were okay with Pods and Post taking the bulk of the shots. I mean, Draymond, Pods, Post, they all had taken more shots than Curry at halftime. And I think that, that was part of their game plan.
Yeah, and Draymond Green, I don't know if you heard after the game in regard to Butler, said he could barely move through three quarters. And boy, did he get loosened up. And again, 23 of his points in the second half. But Stoney, my goodness, man. I saw him run up and down the court, and it was a labor. And I was like, oh, boy, I don't know if this is the Rockets defense to where you just talked about his lack of field goals early. But he got it going, and now you just want to hope that back is or that pelvic contusion is ready to go tomorrow night, man, because they got action to close this out and get some rest.
Let's go to Dominic in Pinole. Hey, Dominic, how you doing, man?
Hey, Stein, how's it going, man? I just want to first of all say that I really enjoy listening to you guys, but I just wanted to talk to my boy Guru.
What you got, baby?
Sometimes I think that you get a little gullible at times. You know, at first I was the same way, man. I was like, oh, this is a wrap. But really about the Rock, is this really the inexperienced? Like you look at all the free throws that they missed. Warriors could have easily lost this game. So I just think that we should be happy that they've done it, but they got a lot more work to do, man. With the Timberwolves, man, if they get it against the Lakers, they got some work to do, man. And it's not going to just be about Jimmy Butler, Draymond Green. It's going to be about the whole team to get us over the finish line, man. But let's just see what happens on Wednesday. We hope we get it. They get some rest. And let's keep going, man. But don't get so gullible.
But listen, I appreciate that. But let me just tell you this. This, and it's not just about me being right. Going into this series, the Rockets, they're a threat. Any team you play in the playoffs is a threat. But as far as gullible, I had the Warriors in five. And this thing is playing out right in front of our eyes on why I picked the Warriors in five the way that the Rockets aren't buttoned up at the end. I don't think they had that grown-up, in the room on the floor. And the fact that they're missing the free throws, that I didn't even have that computed in my formula of them losing in five games. So it ain't gullible. It's just I didn't believe the Rockets could outsmart the Warriors. And we saw a couple of games where it could have went the other way and it didn't. So I don't feel like I'm gullible, Stoney, in the sense that the Rockets are doing what I thought they were going to do, against this Warrior team and their pedigree.
I mean, it's hard to deny that the Rockets' inexperience is hurting them.
I'm telling you, this could have went a different way a few times.
Yeah, and I mean, as the playoffs get deeper, the favors that the other team are going to do for you are going to get fewer and fewer.
Wow.
Hey, by the way,
what you got?
Never mind.
You got to say.
Nah, I'm not going to now. Maybe I will.
Was it for me?
No, it was. Yeah, somebody tell the...
Going on. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with Family Carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Tell the Warriors that you can recycle wrapping paper. All right? You can recycle it. Because that thing was a gift last night that the Rockets gave you. A one?
Yeah.
I've been working all night on that. What, Evan?
That's generous, Goo.
All right.
Hey, Evan.
I listened to Evan and Grandy on the way home in their bags.
Were they?
Yeah.
It was a late night.
Yeah.
How long? What was the time of the game?
2:40.
Oh,
2:50.
Oh,
it was like, you know what it was like?
Like a football game.
Well, I was thinking more like one of those bad baseball games from 5 years ago. Let's go to Kwame. Kwame's in Oakland. What's going on, Kwame? How you doing, buddy?
What's good, y'all, man? Good morning, man.
Yes, sir.
Yo, man, I'm super proud at the Dubs for the dub last night. They executed exactly what I said. We got the role players in early, like Buddy Hield, Paz, Moody, he wasn't, you know, doing his thing. Post, we got to get these role players with confidence so we can keep the game. So that was perfect to set the tone by Buddy Hield coming in, playing the defense that he did. Now, the Houston Rockets, they're inexperienced, they're young, but they're not playing bad. They're very efficient at their points. They're playing really good. They're just missing free throws. But what we did last night with our role players getting in the action early, that is what's going to beat this team down the road. No matter how good they play, as long as Curry had 20 points, he didn't even have 20 points last night. So just imagine if Curry goes for the regular Curry game, we're winning by 10 to 15 points every time if the role players get their confidence early. That's all I'm saying, man. I love y'all's show. I listen to y'all every morning. And
thanks, man.
Let's go Dubs in 5.
Wow. Appreciate the call, Kwame.
And you had him in 6, right?
What was your,
And I'll say this.
I still like that, by the way.
Let's give Kerr his flowers because let's be honest, Donnie Moody, let's just say, is not shooting it like he was at the strongest points of the season. So I'll just ask you, what do you think went into taking Moody out and putting Buddy in? Like, that's a win for Curry, although he knows what Buddy can do in the three ball. But my goodness, he looks like a genius for making that move.
Moody doesn't look very confident out there.
Good work.
Right now. And
he's young.
Say what you want about Buddy. Even when he's not playing well, he's confident. And sometimes those players perform better in the postseason. And he was big part of that win yesterday. Let's go to how about Sparky in Alameda? Hey Sparky, how you doing, man?
Stanley Guru.
What up, baby?
Top of the morning to you, fellas.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Top of the morning. Stanley, do you know when you, on live streaming, on YouTube, you have touched the mic over 27 times a count?
Yeah, I know. I got.
What's wrong?
I'm fidgety.
You took out of the cup.
I'm very fidgety. fidgety.
Are you watching this?
No, I'm listening to you, but my wife watches.
Real quick, it's Steiny, not Stanley.
What you got, baby?
Look, when the Warriors win, it's a happy day for everybody. If they would have lost, I would have been super disappointed. But let me tell you, we talk about how telling it goes with the young guys and all that and the good stuff. I really think that they need to learn that, hey, there's not going to be too many years of the greatest shooter alive to be around us. So we should show our side to be fortunate to be around this guy. Bali, everybody, whatever it is. But you know what, that guy that he doesn't talk enough about it? Is this guy named the Iron Man. He also been there with Draymond. Who? He also been there with Iron Man. Kevon Looney.
Oh, Kevon Looney. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
No,
we barely talk about him.
No, well, you know what? Thanks, Sparky, for the call. I don't think, how many minutes did he play last night?
Loon had six. Five. He had five. Okay.
That was a great five, though.
Yeah.
It was a great 5 minutes. 888-957-9570 is the number. You want to talk playoff basketball? Warriors win game 4 last night, game 5 tomorrow. You're listening to Stanley and Guru on 95.7 The Game. that's got a pretty good ring to it.
You got a problem with me saying, and I know all the, again, Stoudy, I know all the wins count the same, but the fact that Steph didn't go for, you know, he wasn't amazing Steph, and with Butler and the rest of the game, they got it done. You got a problem with any Warrior fan saying, like myself, it just hit different because you did it a different way, and most likely moving forward, Curry might not have be on every game, but you got that confidence now that others, especially the youngsters, can step up.
Yeah, and, you know, every game's different. Every series is different. And Curry wasn't great last night.
Wasn't bad by any stretch.
What were his final numbers? I didn't even look. I
think Chef Steiny, 6 of 13, 2 of 8 from 3, 3 of 3 from the free throw line, so only got to the line three times, plus 12 with 17 points.
How many assists did he have?
He had 3 assists, Steiny.
Okay, so not one of his better games.
How many turnovers?
Not a lot. Not a lot.
Four.
That's a lot.
Yeah, Dre had 5.
Well, it's not a – no. The Warriors only had 8 as a team, I thought, last night.
What did I say? Turnovers, Curry 4.
Yeah.
Draymond 1, excuse me.
Let's go to Scott in Pleasanton. Hey, Scott, how you doing, buddy?
Good, Steiny. Steiny Goo, thanks for having me on the call.
Sure.
You know, a couple things. About 2 months ago, there's a lot of callers that called in and said, hey, why is Kerr still playing Buddy Hield? Why are we still doing that? Some were even saying, hey, you got to give Kuminga a chance because you think he could bring more to the table from a scoring aspect. Buddy was struggling. Kerr still stuck with him. I think the answer was last night. Kerr knew that there was going to be a point in time where they're going to need to lean on Buddy shooting to spread out the floor, and he was going to get hot. He also brings some intensity, and he's got his head in the game. Even though he makes some mistakes on defense here and there, at least he's trying and putting the effort into it. So I really enjoy these playoffs because it is a chess match. You see the back and forth between Houston's coaching and the Warriors coaching and the adjustments that they're making within quarter at halftime, just amazing. What was really hairy is Şengün as well as Thompson, as they got downhill and they saw some rhythm, there was nothing that was going to stop them. There was no Warriors. You got Draymond on the bench. And the stuff that was Looney was doing in game 3 to give Şengün, you know, maybe that extra 3 feet to force him into a 14, 12 footer that he has a hard time getting rhythm and making. He's not going to make that as much. He's more at the rim scorer. You know, Şengün was giving a little bit more distance to run downhill, and Looney wasn't able to do that. Whereas once you see Draymond Green come in, who's an elite defender, you can see how he can manage a guy like that that was getting any bucket at any time at some point, even against Butler, about how he managed that space and made him take 15, 16 footers where he's not as comfortable doing. And he was willing to give that up to shut down at the rim. So that was pure genius. You got to hand it to Curry as well. Yeah, he didn't have the flashy 20-point, 30-point game. Yet he was still efficient. He was only 2 for 8, but he made most, or if not all, his 2-pointers, and he made all his free throws.
Yeah,
he didn't force it. What he did do is he drew the defenders on him to make others better, like the old school Magic, Bird, Jordan, Duncan, Kobe. They drew more on them to make others around them better, and he was okay with that because they got the W.
Yeah,
great win.
You're right.
Great defense at the end from Pod. With that block, that was amazing. So
thanks, Scott. Appreciate the call. We're an hour and 40 in. I can go here. As it relates to Şengün, he's going to be a really good player. He's pretty good right now.
Yeah.
And what do you have? 31 last night. It's 12 for 28. 12 for 28 for one of the biggest guys on the court. I felt like he was tight at various junctures last night.
He was dominant, too, at various junctures.
Always without Draymond on the floor.
No doubt. We talked about the numbers.
And I also think, 12 for 28. I mean, big guy's got to be a little bit better than that. He's got to be more efficient. And he wasn't efficient from the field, and he wasn't really efficient from the foul line either. And he was probably the best or the second best player maybe the third best for Houston. Amon Thompson was pretty good, but
it's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.